Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. A new report on child welfare in Vermont finds the state lags the national average for young children getting the full series of recommended vaccines. The Building Bright Futures, a child advocacy group, says in 2012, 63% of Vermont's younger than three had received all the recommended vaccines for kids that age, while the national average was 68%. The citizens of Vergennes are taking a big-picture approach to planning for the future. VPR's Annie Russell has more.
More than 100 people turned out to the community meeting last week in Vergennes. It was the second event in a three-month community visit facilitated by the Vermont Council on Rural Development. The community visit process aims to set community priorities and access a municipality's resources. The city set these three priorities: to improve transportation and parking, to advance the Vergennes economy and expand economic development, and finally to redevelop the Vergennes Falls Basin and open a river walk. The next step in the community visit process is to develop local task forces to work on these priorities. While some residents signed up at the last meeting, more members are needed for each task force. The city is encouraging interested residents to contact VCRD and sign up. The next Vergennes community visit meeting is scheduled for May 21st. VCRD will provide a visiting team of state, federal, regional, nonprofit, and philanthropic leaders to help organize the new task force groups. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.
And finally, drivers in Vermont are being warned to be on the lookout for moose. Fish and Wildlife Department officials say moose are on the move and likely to be crossing roads, often after dark or in early mornings, as they move from wintering areas to spring feeding spots. Officials say more moose are hit by cars in the spring than in any other season.